Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Los Angeles is an A-lister kind of town, and that's true for a lot of creatures.
Turning now to a four-legged celebrity sighting near the Hollywood Hills, one of the most recognized wild animals in the Southland. That's what we're talking about. That would be the mountain lion known as P-22.
SoCal celebrity cougar is getting yet another close-up because he hasn't been playing well with others. At the ripe old age of 12, this famous feline is the oldest mountain lion around. As a result of a couple of attacks on pets, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the National Park Service have now captured P-22 to evaluate him. They got him today outside a home in Los Feliz. And the person who lives in that home, where the mountain lion was captured, is Sarah Peakey. She joins us right now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Steve.
So what was that like? Did you know you had a mountain lion in your backyard?
We had no idea that there was a mountain lion in our yard, and it was definitely the craziest work-from-home day I've experienced since I started working from home a couple years ago.
Who alerted you to the fact that there was a mountain lion in your backyard?
Yep. I was on a Zoom call, and I heard my intercom for my gate go off, and normally I ignore it because I was in the middle of a work call, but the buzzer kept going and going and going. So I went upstairs and answered the phone, and I thought the person who answered it said that they were raising money for a wildlife conservancy. And I said, you know, it's not a good time. I'm on a work call. And the person said, no, I'm with wildlife. There's a lion in your backyard. And so I immediately knew it was P-22 because I've been following the story just like every other Angelino. And so I immediately opened the gate, and probably about six wildlife folks came onto the property. And they told me and my husband, who also works from home, to stay inside and keep our dog inside, and that they were going to sedate P-22 and take him out for observation.
What's the internal reaction, Sarah, when a wildlife official outside your door tells you there's a mountain lion in your backyard?
Well, we weren't scared. We were really excited. I think my husband felt like it was the most exciting day ever. we live in the heart of the city, but we have a quarter of an acre, and we've seen a lot of wildlife on our property over the years. So for us, this was really exciting, and we were just watching from our window the folks down in our property, kind of hidden in the trees, and others in the ivy, and they were using hand signals and to try to see where P-22 was and make sure they could capture him safely. So we heard the tranquilizer gun go off, and then we heard them say, "Get the tarp out." So we knew they were going to carry him out with the tarp. And they carried P-22 in a tarp through kind of our side yard. And they put him kind of in our driveway to do some initial testing on him. And they checked his temperature. They checked his breathing. You know, they were very, very caring with him. So I just wanted to, because I know people are very concerned about P-22. And I was very impressed with how caring they were. And they told us that they were taking him to the zoo for further observation.
Sarah Peakey, who today witnessed history as wildlife officials, as they say, darted P-22, tranquilized him, took him out of her yard and took him straight to the zoo. Sarah, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm glad it was uneventful.
Yeah, most exciting Monday and work from home Monday ever, but otherwise uneventful.
Beth Pratt is the California director of the National Wildlife Federation and leader of its Save LA Cougars initiative. Beth, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to this? They got him.
I have never been more relieved in my life than when I got the call from Jeff Sickich today, the National Park Service, that P-22 was in safe hands and had been safely captured. He is at a facility being assessed to see what may be the cause of these signs of distress. It does look like he may have been hit by a car, and so they want to learn the extent of those injuries. But I feel confident he is getting the best care he can, and we're just going to have to wait and see what the assessment means.
He's already surpassed the typical species lifespan, right, of 10 years? So he's a grand old man, right?
He's a great grandpa. I mean, this is what, you know, makes, you know, we just don't know what's going on with him because most mountain lions don't live nearly this long in the wild. So yeah, he's, you know, 12 is surpasses, you know, almost anything we've observed. And we also don't usually see mountain lions age on camera. So, you know, it, for me, it's just another indication that this connected space, you know, we need to do something about it because had he had options in his old age, you know, this might not be happening.
Might not be happening. But what is happening? He's attacked a couple of pets, right? And he's done that, not necessarily with pets. I know he's gone to the zoo before, right? Had some issues.
He has actually preyed on domestic animals before that we know of, not regularly at all, but just, you know, a couple instances that they have documented. But his movement patterns have changed, you know, that he is now almost, you know, exclusively trying to prey on our dogs or smaller animals. He did take down a raccoon a week or so ago. Along with his movement, you know, being almost solely in these really urban dense areas, you know, he for 10 years, you know, stayed mostly within the wilds of Griffith Park, ate deer, you know, every week and was in the neighborhoods, but occasionally. So this is a pretty radical change rapidly in his behavior, which to the scientists who study him and study other mountain lions points to some sort of distress, whether that's old age, whether that's mange, whether that's something else going on with him, you know, that's why they want to capture and examine him. Scientists that, you know, work on these studies look for pattern of behavior. And so the, you know, the first dog killed in itself, well, again, we never want it to happen, was just, you know, all indicated that in some respects a mountain lion being a mountain lion. But, you know, now there's a pattern, and that's why as soon as, you know, that's when the agencies and the scientists were like, okay, we need to intervene here.
This is one of those things, Beth, where, I mean, we live in L.A. and wildlife is all around us and somehow we coexist. But then, you know, there was this coyote attack on a kid, you know, on a little girl, right, in Woodland Hills. That was scary. The coyote's been euthanized. Is that just what we accept, that there is wildlife around us and we have to find a way to coexist? I mean, because it's also dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's, you know, wild animals are wild animals. They are unpredictable. We always say it's never zero risk with any wild animal. You know, we live with risks every day. And if you are, the risk of wildlife is way down, you know, on most things we live with higher risk in our daily lives. So I think that's what most of us in California want, the wildlife around us, coyotes, mountain lions, and know that the risk is really low. And part of our job, and my job as a conservationist, is to help people coexist so you get that risk to as close to zero as possible.
Beth Pratt, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us.